Good morning. Today we have a fascinating question. Somebody who's in the middle of davening Shmoneh Esrei and his head covering falls off. We'll talk about a kippah initially. He's davening, for example, at the beginning of the Shmoneh Esrei, and he bows down, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu, and the yarmulke falls off. It's right before front of him, so he can just bend down and pick it up. Or maybe it's fallen a little bit further, and he has to go walk to it if he wants to pick it up. Our question is, what do you do in that situation? We bow four times. It could happen in any of the times in Shmoneh Esrei. It can simply be a wind that came in the middle and blew it off. So the Halicha Shlomo brings in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach that it's pashut, it's obvious that if somebody's head covering falls off in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, it's mutter to put it back because it will indeed be disturbing his kavana. And just like if a sitter falls and it's disturbing you that your sitter fell, it's disturbing your kavana, you can pick it up. So too the same halacha applies. You can pick this up, the yarmulke up as well. The Tshuvas Mishnas Yosef was asked a similar question, but he talks about a hat. Somebody's hat falls off in the middle of the Shmoneh Esrei, and he says this is a dual problem. Number one is he's not able to concentrate on his Shmoneh Esrei because his hat has fallen off, and number two, he is standing without a hat. And indeed, this is a person who is particular about having a double covering on his head, not only the yarmulke, but the hat as well, and only the hat fell off. Nonetheless, we have those two problems, and he paskins it is mutter to lift up that hat. You have to wait until you finish the bracha that you are in at that point. Finish the bracha, be mesayim it, complete it, and then it is permitted to go and lift up that hat. Even though you have the yarmulke on, you have a kippah on, go and get the hat afterward. Even if it means moving to go get it because it's out of your reach, that would be permitted as well. So then he asks the following question. So if you're strict about having two covers and you have the yarmulke on, why can't, instead of the hat that fell off, simply put your arm on your head and it has your sleeve on top of it, your sleeve from the jacket, the sleeve from the shirt, and you have two covers that way? And in fact, the Bach paskins that if somebody doesn't have a head covering on, what you can do, you want to say a bracha, you can simply put your sleeve on your head and use that as a head covering. So to here, and maybe even Kal Vachomer here, that you already have a yarmulke on, you have a kippah on, so to use the sleeve as your second covering, that should be absolutely acceptable. Nonetheless, the Mishnas Yosef says that would not be acceptable for Shmoneh Esrei. Zillo Matim, it's inappropriate. Why? Because you would never stand in front of a king. And here we're friends standing in front of Melech Machay Amlachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the King of Kings, with your arm on your head. That's not the way you stand in front of a king. And accordingly, putting one's sleeve on one's head is not a solution as a replacement for somebody's hat. So he, Halacha L'maisi, says as follows, that if somebody's hat falls off, if you can lift it up and without going and walking in front of another mispalel, in other words, if it fell off and you have to walk, finish up the bracha that you're in and bow down. If you can, it's right in front of you. If you need to walk to go get it, go get that hat in the middle of the Shmoneh Esrei and you'll continue from there. But if you're not able to go get it without walking in front of somebody who's davening Shmoneh Esrei, that's an isser in itself, then you should simply daven with just your one head covering with your kippah because you're an anus, it's out of your control, and that would be totally acceptable. So if you can, without walking in front of somebody, go get the hat. Otherwise, just continue with just the kippah. However, if it's your kippah that fell off as well, in other words, the hat and the kippah fell off, or somebody was just wearing a kippah and the kippah fell off, you got to lift it up. You got to make sure that it's on your head, even if it means walking. Finish the bracha. You can't finish the bracha. In fact, you can't continue. Yeah, but he said before that you should finish the bracha without the hat. But with the kippah, you cannot finish the bracha. You have to stop right where you are, lift it up, even if it means traveling a little bit, walking a little bit. And here in this instance, where he's talking about putting the yarmulke back on his head, yesh lahatir, we would even permit walking in front of somebody who's davening on a Shmoneh Esrei. In other words, that halacha, don't pass in front of somebody who's davening. There are times that we are going to permit it. Poskim talk about if somebody has to go out to the bathroom and the only way you can get to the bathroom and not be over the prohibition about the shaksu, having to use the bathroom when one needs to, it would be permitted also to go in front of somebody who's davening. So the same thing here, in order to get that kippah, in order to continue davening the Shemona Esrei, indeed it would be permitted to even walk in front of somebody who is davening the Shemona Esrei. Ideally, there's somebody there who is not davening Shemona Esrei who can lift it up for you. You can just symbol to him, make a sign, give me my yarmulke. Hopefully he doesn't have to walk in front of the person who is still davening Shemona Esrei. But if it's necessary in order to continue with the head covering, it indeed would be permitted. Have a wonderful day.